Good afternoon. You're listening to Verum Sports. This is Tony Rice, and we are joined on the line once again by Chris Hitche, the director of baseball, one of the star players, and of course, one of the guys responsible for the successes in recent years of the Hearts Falcons here in St. Albans and Hertfordshire, indeed recently representing the UK in Europe. Chris, welcome back to Verum Sports. How are you tonight?
Hello, Tony. Doing quite well. Thank you.
Excellent. Always good to talk to you. Again, so much to unpack. But firstly, obviously, we alluded there to Europe, which was, of course, this year. Just falling slightly short this time around. A semi-final berth in the playoffs. Unfortunately, couldn't quite make it to that final hurdle. I guess a couple of weeks now, where, so to speak, the dust has settled. Have you had a chance to reflect? And overall, what is your take on this particular season for the Falcons?
Well, I've of course had time to reflect. I still want to do some more analysis and try to pick up what were the fundamental problems, I guess problems that has prevented us to achieve our goals. But I think we have talked about many times, it's a four-year process, and this second year was to make it to the playoffs. So in that sense, if we look at the big picture, we have achieved most of our goals. So I'm not too concerned. I think it's important to just build on this and make sure that next year we come better prepared, and hopefully we are next year. The goal is to battle for the final and be very competitive throughout the season.
Well, again, competitiveness is kind of the emblem of your teams, always with that kind of emphasis on fun and an underlying philosophy of commitment to excellence whilst appreciating that the joy of the sport is key. But again, on balance, you never were, whilst on paper, losing quite a lot of games. The underlying narrative was always the heart of the team, the character that's, I guess, for you, must be at least one of the positives that you can glean from this season.
Oh, absolutely. We gained a lot of new players this year, and they have assimilated quite well to the team, and the team is quite well united. So that was the important thing. And as you said, to have fun. And I think we have had tons of fun this year. And as you said, we went to Europe. That was tremendous experience, but also a lot of fun. So I think we need to continue on that. Of course, losing many games and losing in the semifinals is never fun. And so part of winning is that it's kind of the added bonus of having a great weekend. I think we need to continue doing what we have been doing. It's just polish the little things we probably have not done 100% correctly. And when you do those little things, results in big changes and big improvements.
Always, Chris, I appreciate your understanding and your commitment to the bigger picture and the processes within that. But talking of that bigger kind of panorama, again, spreading the gospel of baseball far and wide, must be exciting for everybody involved in Hearts baseball that there's going to be a couple of Hearts players in the GB European Championship coming up against Netherlands, I think, this very week, with a chance potentially to be involved in the Olympics in Tokyo. Not a bad kind of core to build with, I guess, those kind of elite players representing their very country.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely amazing. It's a very tough tournament. There's a lot of ex-professional players and current professional players in the different teams. And there are not many what you call GB-based GB players, so to speak, if that makes sense. Basically, players that are here playing in the UK in the local leagues. And the good news is, as you said, we have two current players on our team that is on that squad, and I think it's, if I'm not mistaken, we are the only team to have two local players in the UK and the GP squad. So that shows that we are doing the right things of growing the local talent rather than getting imports and Americans and many Latinos to strengthen our team. We believe in our youth. We believe in our local talent. And it's great to know that basically when a GB squad is going to an important tournament, they're still relying on Hearts players.
No, I think that's absolutely brilliant. And again, like I say, gives you a strong platform to build upon. Would be awesome down the road, this tournament's kicking off throughout Europe. So a couple of these guys do get their trip back to Europe from the 7th to the 15th of September in Germany. It'd be awesome perhaps to have a chat with one or maybe both of those two heart stars representing GB. Again, with the prospect of a trip to Japan. 2020 Olympics looming should they prove successful, but again, credit to all at Hearts Falcons, Hearts Baseball, and the infrastructure, the commitment to excellence allied to a philosophy of fun and love of the game, which has enabled them to reach to these halcyon levels.
Yeah, absolutely right. It's again very proud for the two guys that we have, and one of them is from our youth program, Connor Brown. So he's been with the club for years, and I coached them when I was the youth coach at that time, and kind of we have both grown, and I'm now the manager of the Falcons, and he's a player for me and the Falcons. So it's an honor to have him in our team and to have coached him throughout the years.
Hey, perfect stuff and a perfect segue, Mr. Hitch, into the next bit of our conversation. We've been building up to it over recent weeks, and I think this is truly phenomenal, truly encapsulating the underlying core of your particular philosophy, which is, A, sport is imperative, get involved, try something new, brings people together. And of course, baseball does that in a brilliant way. And coming up this very month, the 21st of September, it's imminent. Hearts Baseball Club is going to welcome the nation's youth to the Hearts Futures Tournament across maybe up to 14 pitches. It's going to be that big. Tell us all about it, Chris.
Yeah, the Hearts Futures Tournament is the biggest baseball youth tournament in the country. We receive clubs from all over the country and all age groups, and as you said, we have up to 14 pitches playing all at the same time. It's a massive event. We have a lot of concession food, merchandise if you want to buy that, but if you want to just join and play some baseball and try out, this is the perfect opportunity. There will be, again, all age group but also all levels, so we had quite a few players that have just joined throughout the years around this time and have loved the Hearts Future Tournament and then have joined permanently the club. And I remember Connor Brown was one of them, came actually from another team, just joined, played baseball for only 1 year, loved our club, and luckily for us, he decided to move to our club and continue his progress. But this is not to discourage other players to stay with the clubs. It's just a phenomenal and fun event for all youth baseball players.
A festival of baseball, and as you rightly say, it could well be that the next level of GB International a la Connor Brown comes through this very programme. But more critically, it's just a chance to experience your great game, enjoy it, embrace it, and maybe just fall in love with something completely new.
Absolutely, and it's, again, baseball has the beauty that you can have different skills and still be contributing to the game. You don't have to be fast, but if you're fast, you help out the team in that way. If you have a lot of power, you help that way. If you don't have a lot of power, you can help in different ways. So it basically fits a wide range of physical and mental skills, and so therefore baseball is a wonderful sport to try and give it a go.
Absolutely love it, Chris. And I've absolutely loved talking with you over the last couple of seasons. I'm sure you're going to build on this as you enter year three of the four-year project with that fundamental, strong foundation in place. That big, biggest, let's not mince our words, National Youth Tournament on the cards, the 21st of September. Still time to get involved. How can we learn more?
The best way is to go to our website is heartsbaseball.com or at social media. Our handle is at heartsbaseball. And then you can just send us an email and we'll respond quickly to your queries and provide you with more information. Or if you have difficulty finding us, just on Google, put Hertfordshire Baseball and we'll be on top of the Google search.
Absolutely love it, Chris. Again, just get that out there one more time. The best links, the best ways to engage, either social media or via your wonderful website.
Yeah, heartsbaseball.com. All the information is there, but you can also find us at heartsbaseball.
Thank you once again, Chris, for me to you and all of those great, talented Hertfordshire Falcons and all the nation coming to our area on the 21st to enjoy your fabulous sport. Thank you for all that you do. It's much appreciated. Have a jolly good rest of your evening, and I wish you well with this national event.
No, thank you to you, Tony, for promoting the sport and always welcoming me to the show.
Hey, you're a top man. Enjoy your off season. I know you're going to do lots of mulling over, lots of kind of thinking and developing. But I'm sure, based on these really strong core foundations, when we chat throughout next season, it's going to be an epic one. And I look forward to that already.
Cheers.